Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, Trendies. It is on this weekly podcast that I run down the list of what has been trending on the internet. This podcast is made possible thanks to the support of Cobra Electronics and by listeners just like you. How, you may ask? You support the Trending Show with your 5-star reviews in iTunes and by checking out Cobra.com, where an array of great gizmos for people that live on the go can be found. And now, let's dive into what's been trending. I use Google Trends to assess what's been trending and at what level. And then, I rule out any stories that are posted on HollywoodLife.com, which is staffed entirely by prepubescent tweens, stories about professional sports that aren't wrestling, and stories that include names I cannot pronounce on the first try. Got that? All right. On Monday, 2 million people searched for How I Met Your Mother, a new dating site for cougars. Gwyneth Paltrow was trending, as she has been under immense media scrutiny since she and husband Chris Martin announced the conscious uncoupling of their marriage to the world. Media outlets have been quick to shred Paltrow over the public statement, drumming up past interviews with awkward or snobbish quotes she's made, or even older material alluding to her promiscuous teen years. The most typical point of vilification is to call Gwyneth Paltrow pretentious. To these people, I must direct the following question. Have you ever heard a single album by the band Coldplay, fronted by Paltrow's husband Chris Martin? If you need a more generous helping of pretentious to slide under your microscope, look no further than anything they've ever released. Chris Martin, who is notorious for avoiding media appearances, should not be excused from the conversation simply because his wife is willing to face the press. Paltrow is no greater an example of the pretentious and wealthy disposition of the entertainment industry's elite than is the whiny singer of Yellow, whose success has only seen his song soaked in greater sanctimony. And besides, she turns into Iron Woman at the end of the third one. Mad props for Pepper Potts. Also on Monday, President Obama was trending as he had red socks at the White House. I assume that clashed with the olive carpeting in the Roosevelt Room. Separately, trending at about 500,000 searches was Obamacare, and I cannot figure out why that isn't pronounced the same as his name. Why isn't that being addressed? Anyway, CNN.com offered up this journalistic gem as the open enrollment period for the Affordable Health Care Act came to a close. Quote, "Not everyone who has selected a health plan has paid for it yet." End quote. Whoa, CNN. Are you saying that of the 7.1 million Americans that signed up for this, including the nearly 100,000 on the very last day of enrollment, that not all of them have paid their monthly premium yet? I'm going to keep watching that news crawl at the bottom of the screen until CNN assures me that all 7.1 million Americans with Obamacare have paid their premiums. How is a man supposed to sleep? Think about that, Anderson Cooper's homophobic mother. Tuesday's top trend was the earthquake that hit Chile, but this 8.2 magnitude quake was scoffed at by experts like seismologist Mike Simmons, who said this is not the big quake they had been predicting for the region, referring to a chart showing the movement of fault lines over the last 400 years. While laughing off Tuesday's fatal earthquake, Simmons was struck dead by a bolt of lightning. Spectators waited to see if he had gained super speed before realizing he had just fried to death. Quote, "This is not the way we expected Simmons to die," quipped a small social clique of sexy seismologists who giggled and then skipped away arm in arm to get apple teenies and new handbags. Most of Tuesday's trends, though, had to do with April Fool's Day and various pranks being perpetrated by companies, sports teams, celebrities, and seismologists. In fact, the only other story trending high not related to April Fool's Day was like a prank on me. First, I have no remaining patience for the trash tabloid site HollywoodLife.com. Second, the two most annoying shows of the 90s were Roseanne and Home Improvement. Third, my least favorite song in the entire universe is What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes. And so, the internet conspired to prank me, as, given my trending show duties, I had to read an article on HollywoodLife.com about the recent marriage of Roseanne star Sarah Gilbert to the lead singer of the Four Non-Blondes, Linda Perry. As if this assault on all things good in the world was not enough, the cherry on top of this poopy parfait was the comment left under the article by an anonymous ignoramus who lent this expertise to the coverage of the same-sex couple. Quote, "It is impossible for two women to conceive a child together." End quote. Upon having that enter my brain, slowly wheeled my office chair back away from the monitor, and I went all the way to the nearest Dairy Queen. Before I tell you about Wednesday's trends, I want to tell you about the Cobra Joyride. It's for Android users specifically. This smart charger makes travel with your Android device a cinch, with voice commands allowing you to launch and use apps with a single touch and customizing to your personal settings every time you connect to the smart charger. The best part? The Joyride is now priced at just $39.95 in the Cobra store. So click your way over to Cobra.com right now and look in the wireless products section for great savings on the Cobra Joyride and a slew of other smart gizmos too. You'll be glad you did. Wednesday's big story was the shooting at Fort Hood, which left 3 dead and 16 wounded. Of particular note were the eerie similarities between this and the 2009 shooting at Fort Hood. The gunman in the 2014 shooting obtained his firearm from the same store as the 2009 shooter did. They made entrance to the base at the same point, and a variety of other trivia as well. What is important to take away from this is that whatever measures were enacted after the 2009 shooting to prevent this type of tragedy from ever happening again have been proven inadequate to the task. In a display of bureaucratic compassion, the likes of which one might expect from the Putin regime, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who was vacationing in Honolulu the day of the shooting, when asked to comment, really said, quote, "Obviously, something went wrong. Anytime we lose an individual, something's gone wrong." End of quote. Trending just above Autism Awareness Day was the search term U.S. versus Mexico, which, in a recent soccer match, ended in a tie. This matchup was what sports sites called a friendly, which I believe is how lots of people end up in complicated relationships. I've gathered from reading these stories that this was not one of those. However, it also had no bearing on FIFA standings, so it's just glorified practice. That being the case, Team USA, hey, just give one to the Mexican people already. Have the goalie act distracted or something, and yeah, an extra one hits the net. Have you heard about what's going on down there with the devastation to crops and the warring drug lords and all the gang violence and the scarcity of limes? Mexico needs a win, guys. Be good continent mates. Alexa Ray Joel is a woman who received half of her genetic code from Billy Joel and half from Christy Brinkley. And she was trending after making a public appearance that led people to believe she has had plastic surgery. In an effort to make her seem like something other than the child of two famous people, ABCNews.com cited her recent sold-out musical performance at Café Carlyle in New York. The café is in the lobby of the Carlyle Hotel. Open mic night is Monday. I did not know that Anderson Cooper's homophobic mother would be in my rundown when I referenced her earlier. But on Thursday, Gloria Vanderbilt was trending, and not for dying, which is what she'll be trending for next. She was trending because the silver fox of CNN told Howard Stern that he will not receive any inheritance from his mother, who is scheduled for her long dirt nap in about 3 weeks. The coop wasn't playing for sympathy while discussing this on Stern, saying, quote, "I don't believe in inheriting money. I think it's an initiative sucker," end quote. Cooper went on to say, "Who has inherited a lot of money that has gone on to do things in their own life?" To which Howard Stern pointed out that that's exactly what his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, scourge of the gays, did. Sometimes I don't really have to add much to the stories, you see. Mild controversy ensued on Thursday when the new issue of Golf Digest hit stands, and mild is really the maximum one could expect given the topic is Golf Digest magazine. Somehow, this magazine has been published monthly since 1950. What could possibly be left to cover 768 issues deep? Well, a repurposed article from 1971 about how to get the little white ball off the tee and in the right direction did not get the magazine trending on Thursday, but the cover photograph on the newest issue did. It is of Paulina Gretzky, the daughter of Wayne Gretzky, who is engaged to PGA star, in air quotes, Dustin Johnson. Paulina is the first female to make the cover of the magazine in 6 years. This has led to outcry from female golfers, of which there must be at least two, given it was reported in the plural, who feel that the space would have been better used to feature an LPGA. I am so bad with these. Lesbian pro-gay activist. What is this one? Shouldn't there be like a trans or a bi in that somewhere? Couldn't they come up with something catchier like SHIELD? Anyway, for those slighted female golfers out there that ask the magazine's editor-in-chief what the point was of putting Paulina Gretzky on the cover in all-white spandex, let me field this one, Jerry. I believe he's trying to sell magazines. Yahoo News covered the story of a Texas couple that claimed to have caught the chupacabra. That's the mythological goat sucker that takes jobs away from American mythological creatures. The skunk ape said, quote, "The chupacabras hang out across the street from Petco, and they pick up jobs thinning herds and rustling. None of these guys have documentation. I could do that job using my pungent skunk ape odor, but I guess it's cheaper to use them," end quote. The jackalope, usually soft-spoken on topics such as these, said, "The only decent work I can get these days is standing still in taxidermy shops while people point and laugh. All the good jobs have been taken by chupacabras. Instead of an affordable health care for those that need it most, I guess we should pour our money into building a giant wall to keep them all out. You know, like in Pacific Rim." Tensions eased when it was revealed that the captured beast, which had snuck across the Texas border from Monterrey, Mexico, was in fact a hairless raccoon. Closing out the week was Captain America, the Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier was trending because superhero movies are generally awesome, and this one is no exception. It's on track to close its opening weekend grossing over $96 million domestically. Combined with worldwide totals, the film has already topped $300 million at the box office. It has broken the record for biggest April opening ever for a film. In addition to Chris Evans, who is perfectly cast as Cap, the movie also features the return of the Black Widow and Nick Fury, and the debut of Anthony Mackie as the Falcon. It's all I can do to keep from spoiling this for you, but I know it's too soon, trendies. So, if you want to hear me gush about Captain America, better listen to this coming week's Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast. I make it each and every week with Clayton Morris. I'm also joining Mike and Jake over on Nerd of Mouth to review the film this week. And if you want to hear me talk about how much I love The Falcon, tune into the next Matt and Brett Love Comics, where the three of us discuss the 1983 Falcon series from Marvel Comics. And then, after all of that, join me back here next week for another batch of What's Trending. Adios, amigos.